April Land Board meeting. I want to call the meeting to order. I know you've all had an opportunity to review the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Second. Second. Great. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the meeting minutes are approved. We'll begin with our first action item. Director Castor, please tell us about the first item on this month's agenda.
Thank you, Governor. The first item is 0421-1, Timber Sales A, Bottomwood, 0421-1B, Pearson Patch, and 0421-1C, Tongue Tied Contract Harvest. Unless there are objections, Governor, we'll present A, B, and C together. Seeing none, 0421-1A, the Bottomwood Timber Sale, is located 8 air miles southwest of Swan Lake in Lake County. This sale would benefit the Common Schools Trust. This sale includes 6 harvest units of tractor logging with an estimated harvest value of 6,847 tons of saw logs. There is 10.5 miles of road maintenance proposed with this timber sale. 3 public comments were received as described in the agenda item. The minimum bid is $29.34 per ton, which would generate approximately $200,891 for the Common Schools and approximately $31,702 in forest improvement fees. 0421-1B, the Pearson Patch Timber Sale, is located 4 miles southwest of Ovando and Powell County. This sale would benefit the Common Schools Trust. The sale includes 12 harvest units of tractor logging with an estimated harvest value of 17,052 tons of saw logs. There is 1.7 miles of new permanent road construction proposed with this timber sale, 0.1 miles of road reconstruction, and 18.1 miles of road maintenance. 4 public comments were received as described in the agenda item. The minimum bid is $15.64 per ton, which would generate $266,693 for the Common Schools and approximately $46,722 in forest improvement fees. And lastly, 0421-1C, the tongue-tied contract harvest timber sale, is located in the Tyler Creek drainage approximately 34 miles east of Missoula in Granite County. This sale would benefit the Common Schools Trust. This sale includes 2 tractor units totaling 503 acres with an estimated harvest value of 18,830 tons of saw logs, peelers, and 1,980 tons of other materials. There is 1 mile of new road construction proposed with this timber sale and 11 miles of road maintenance. No public comments were received. The minimum bid is $16.80 per ton, which would generate $316,344 for the Common Schools and approximately $68,353 in forest improvement fees. The DNRC requests approval of items 0421-1A, B, and C as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on these proposed timber sales? Anybody wishing to make public comment? Okay, seeing none. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we approve the sale of 0421-1A through 0421-1C.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion here at the board?
A second?
Yes, Mr. Governor. Mm-hmm. I was looking at 1A here, and I saw in our agenda that there were public comments that were incorporated into this, but I didn't get any summary of what those were. Madam Director, could you just briefly describe what the comments were? It says Friends of the Wild Swan, FWP, just very briefly what the comments were that were incorporated into this.
Governor, Commissioner, thank you for the question. If I may, I'd like to redirect to Dan Rogers.
Good morning, Dan Rogers, Forest Management Bureau Chief. Good morning, Governor, members of the Land Board. Governor, Commissioner Downing, I'm quickly scanning through the EA to swing down to what the comments are. So while I'm doing this, I guess what I would tell you is that, you know, this is an EIS that covered a quadrant of the forest, and I know that there were, probably 8 to 10 different timber sales for this, and so these comments covered a significant footprint of sales over the past 3 years, and so the types of comments, and again, I'm scanning while we're talking here, but the types of comments that that typically come out are drawing attention to the to the habitat conservation plan that's in place, the state forest land management plan that's in place, drawing some connection with those, ensuring that that the project adheres to that, calling some attention to perhaps some specific interests that are coming out of that particular stakeholder group. And so I apologize, it's a 427-page document.
Director, would you, given that we've collected the public comment and any concerns have been incorporated into the document, would you say that's a fair statement?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you, Governor.
And I think it's, if we could, I'd love to provide the comments to make sure the board members get those. And I just appreciate the work that the DNRC has done to incorporate the feedback from the public in these timber sales. And let's make sure if there are public comments that we get them distributed to the board members in advance of the next meeting.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Governor. Yes, and in the interest of time, my question was more if there was a theme to those or if this was just across since we didn't have access to them.
I will definitely get those pushed out to the board.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing.
Any other discussion on these timber sales? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
So the motion passes. Next action item, Director.
The next item is 0421-2, cabin and home site sales set minimum bid for sale. This item is to set the minimum bid for the sale of one cabin and home site in Flathead County. Cabin and home sites go to the board 3 times in total. This is the second step in the process for the sale. The land board granted preliminary approval in April 2020, approved 5-0. This sale will benefit the Montana Tech Trust. This parcel is located on Echo Lake and has been nominated by the current lessee. The DNRC requests approval of item 0421-2 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this item? Anyone wishing to make comment from the public? Okay, hearing none. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0421-2.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Governor.
Okay. Discussion.
Mr. Governor, I have just one question, Madam Director. On the road construction that we're seeing on this, it says the Department of Natural Resources is proposing 1 mile of new road construction, 11 miles of road maintenance. Just for clarity, is this the purchaser doing this? Who's paying for this?
Governor, Commissioner, if I may, I'd like to redirect that question to Sean Thomas.
Good morning, Governor, members of the land board. For the record, Sean Thomas. My name is spelled with a W, and the last name is Thomas. I may have gotten a little ahead of someone on the agenda here, but Mr. Governor, Commissioner, can you are you asking about one of the timber sales, the road construction?
Mr. Governor, Mr. Thomas, my apology. I think I had mine in the wrong order here. I did. I rescind that. I apologize that. I had mine in the wrong order. Apologies.
Governor, Commissioner, just for the, to answer the question briefly, in the timber sales, those road construction projects are borne by the purchaser of the timber sales.
Thank you.
Okay, and no road construction on the cabin site?
Governor, that's correct, yes.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, any opposed?
Aye.
The motion passes. Next action item, Director.
The next action item is 0421-3, land banking parcels set minimum bid for sale. This action item is requesting approval to set the minimum bid for the sale of one parcel, totaling approximately 640 acres located in Beaverhead County, for the benefit of the Common Schools Trust. The sale of this parcel was nominated by the lessee. This parcel has been primarily used for livestock grazing purposes and is surrounded by private land and is not accessible to the public. In April 2020, the land board granted preliminary approval, approved 5-0, for this parcel to continue through the land banking sale evaluation process. The DNRC requests approval of item 0421-3 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this proposed sale? Anybody want to make comments? Okay, hearing none. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0421-3.
Okay. Is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion about this proposed land sale in Beaverhead County? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. The motion carries, and that is approved for the next step. Next action item, Director.
The next action item is 0421-4A and B, land banking parcels, final approval for sale. Unless there are objections, Governor, we will present A and B together. Seeing none, 0421-4A is requesting final approval for the sale of one parcel totaling approximately 640 acres located in Rosebud County for the benefit of the Common Schools Trust. The sale of this parcel was nominated by the lessee. This parcel has been used primarily for livestock grazing purposes and is almost entirely surrounded by private land and is not legally accessible to the public. In April 2020, the board granted preliminary approval, approved 5-0, for this parcel to continue through the land banking sale evaluation process. After appraisal, the land board set the minimum bid in December of 2020, approved 5-0, at the appraised value. 0421-4B is requesting final approval for the sale of one parcel totaling approximately 120 acres located in Fergus County for the benefit of the Common Schools Trust. The sale of this parcel was nominated by the lessee. This parcel has been used primarily for livestock grazing purposes with a small portion for agricultural use. This parcel is entirely surrounded by private land and is not legally accessible to the public. In April 2020, the board granted preliminary approval, approved 5-0, for this parcel to continue through the land banking sale evaluation process. After appraisal, the land board set the minimum bid in December of 2020, approved 5-0, at the appraised value. The DNRC requests approval of item 0421-4A and B as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this item? Anyone from the public wishing to make comments? Okay, seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve items 0421-4A and 0421-4B.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any discussion on the board here about these two items?
Mr. Governor, I have a question.
Okay.
Are we absolutely certain that this land is not accessible with a road?
Governor, Secretary of State, if I may, I'd like to again redirect to Sean Thomas to address that question about public access.
Governor, Secretary Jacobson, for the record, Sean Thomas. Yes, we are certain. I can turn this over to Lisa Axline, our right-of-way specialist, who would have done that research. If you have more specific questions, then are we certain. My staff assures me that there is no access.
Okay. Any additional discussion?
I have an additional question. It's my understanding that there was an easement on this land.
Mr. Governor, Secretary Jacobson, If I could, I would defer that to Lisa Axline. She's done all the title research on this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Governor, members of the board, Secretary Jacobson. For the record, my name is Lisa Axline, A-X-L-I-N-E. I'm the right-of-way section supervisor for the Real Estate Management Bureau. And per the secretary's question, there was an easement that was issued at one point on one of the parcels for a cable line, and that was for the U.S. government. And that cable line was terminated at 1974. So it's no longer in place.
So for the record, there's no legal access to either one
of the parcels? There's no legal access to either parcel. We've checked with the counties, reviewed a lot of old historic maps, and there is no legal access to these parcels.
Okay. Thank you. Any additional discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Next action item, Director.
The next action item on the agenda for today is 0421-5, easements. The easements before you today are all detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Beaverhead, Carter, Golden Valley, Madison, Macon, Ponderay, Richland, and Toole. Total easement package value is $11,764, and this is distributed between two trusts, with $14,454 for the common school and $310 to the Capitol buildings. This month's easements are for buried fiber optics, private road access, as well as public county roads, as detailed in your packet, and I'll quickly run through the applicant right-of-way purpose. So Mid Rivers Telephone Cooperative for buried fiber optic cable, Three Rivers Telephone Cooperative for buried fiber optic cable, Mid Rivers Telephone Cooperative again for buried fiber optic cable, Toole County Public County Road, Charles Parks Private Access Road, and Joseph and Shana Monroe Private Access Road. The DNRC requests approval of item 0321-5 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on any of these easements? Anyone from the public wish to make comments? Okay, hearing none. Do I hear a motion here on the board?
Mr. Governor, I move approval of item 0421-5.
Okay, is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I'll second.
Okay, great. Any discussion here at the board? We love seeing fiber go on the ground. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries. Next action item, Director.
Thank you, Governor. The next action item is 0421-6, Reciprocal Access Agreement. Unless there are objections, Governor, we will present A and B together. 0421-6A is requesting approval for the Cook Creek Reciprocal Access Agreement. This agreement is located in Rosebud County and would benefit common schools. This would benefit both parties to gain legal access. As a result of this agreement, there will be no change to the access rights in favor of the public. 0421-6B is requesting approval of the Alkali Creek Reciprocal Access Agreement. This agreement is located in Yellowstone County and would benefit common schools. This would benefit both parties to gain legal access. As a result of this agreement, the state will acquire rights in favor of the public. The public will now have motorized access to the identified state trust lands. The DNRC requests approval of 0421-6A and B as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on either of these reciprocal agreements? Anyone from the public wish to make comments? Okay, hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move approval of items 0421-6A and 0421-6B.
Great, is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I'll second.
Okay, any discussion here at the board? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? No? Okay, the motion carries. And Director, final action item for today.
The final item is 0421-7, authority to begin rulemaking for online oil and gas lease sales. This was an item the land board discussed during the last meeting as a potential mechanism to create additional competition and interest. I am pleased to say that the Minerals Management Bureau worked diligently in order to draft a proposed rulemaking to meet this interest for this meeting. As such, the Minerals Management Bureau is seeking land board authority to begin the rulemaking process of amending ARM 36.25.205 to allow online oil and gas lease sales. The DNRC requests approval of item 0421-7 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this item? Anyone from the public wishing to make comments? Okay, seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we approve the rulemaking of 0421-7.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
And Director, I just want to commend you on incorporating the internet and computers into our oil and leasing. It's a big advance. I think they're probably here to stay. That's good. Is there any additional discussion on this item?
Mr. Governor.
Director Castor, I'm not sure who to refer this to, so I'm just going to ask the question. I'm curious about new subsection 2D, just the online service fee and any potential fees associated. Do we have any idea what those kind of service fees are going to look like or what we're talking about here?
Governor, Attorney General, if I may, Trevor Pearson is here in the room, and I will redirect to him because this is a piece that we're working on figuring out. But go ahead, Trevor.
Morning, Governor, members of the board. Trevor Taylor, Minerals Management Bureau Chief. Yes, there is what's called a bidder's premium on the sales, and I've researched most of the Western governmental agencies that have online oil and gas lease sales, and 5 out of the 8 are at a 2% premium, which is what the bidder would pay on top of their bidding price. I think we're looking at most of them are around 2%. One of them, North Dakota's at 3%. The BLM's at 1.5%. And I think Texas is lower because of the volume and the amount of sales they get. So I think we're going to be negotiating as low as a rate as we possibly can, hopefully no higher than 2%. But that will occur once we bring the energy net on board.
Follow up, Mr. Governor. Thank you. Who are we negotiating that with?
That would be Governor, Attorney General Knudsen. That would be negotiated with EnergyNet themselves.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Governor.
Okay. This is the fee they charge for their services?
It is.
Of running the online bidding and auctions?
Yes. And there was a question as to pushback on that fee. I haven't heard any pushback really from other states that have done this. It's been fairly welcomed among everywhere.
Okay. Great. Any additional questions? Thank you very much, Trevor.
Mr. Governor, Madam Director, I just wanted to also send my kudos. So recently we were talking about this. I'm glad to see this moving so quickly, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Any other comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes. I want to thank the board members. That concludes today's action items. At this time, we'll take any additional general public comments that we may have. Any public comments? Thank you for your enthusiastic participation today. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Okay. We are concluded.